Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Radio Free Credit Union Show with your hosts, Jason Dias and Troy Hall. If it's Friday, it's Radio Free. Afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever you might be across this wonderful country of ours. My name is Jason Dias, and we are broadcasting live from 29.7 North Latitude, 98.1 West Longitude here in the beautiful, crisp, sunny town of New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. And today we are going it solo. Troy is not with us today. He's going to take the day off after Thanksgiving. No big deal. I've done this by myself many, many times. And our assistant to the host will be back next week. For those of you tuning in expecting to hear our end of month monthly segment with the editrix of the CU Times, Miss Sarah Snell Cook, she is actually going to join us next Friday for a year in review. And folks, you do not want to miss this show. I'm going to be asking her some questions that are on the credit union taboo list from the word go. We're going to talk about credit union advocates turned people who are openly considering converting to bank charters. We're going to talk about the state of the credit union marketplace at the close of the first decade of the 21st century. And I'm going to ask her some very, very candid questions about where we're headed as a credit union marketplace. And those of you that have tuned into the show or have listened to Sarah's show on the water cooler know that she is equal to the task and is always, always happy to answer questions about the credit union world and not just the easy questions either. It is Black Friday. The American economy is going to get a bit of a shot in the arm. I noticed that it was taking off a little earlier this year. I think that I don't know this for a fact because, as many of you who have attended my spoken sessions know, while I am a huge fan of the business that is Walmart, I do not go there unless I absolutely have to. I prefer the big red bullseye over at Target, where the aisles are nicer and the women are better looking. So I would much rather go do my shopping at Target. But I'm not going to be out and about shopping today. I'm going to try to do, as I say every year, as much of my shopping as possible online. I want to throw a quick shout out to our good buddy, Christina Bergato, who is listening down in North Carolina at Premier Federal Credit Union. Had a great conversation with her this week, I think just the day before Thanksgiving, as a matter of fact, about coming out there and doing some concerts for financial literacy at her credit union. And of course, if you missed the show last week, you missed the big news here at the Eloquent Online brand of families, which encompasses Eloquent Online, the concerts for financial literacy at tracks.org. We are going north to Alaska in spring 2011, going up to Anchorage to Credit Union One to put on some concerts for financial literacy up in Alaska. And myself, Scott, and Nick are super geeked up about that. So we are talking about, you know, it's Black Friday. We're talking about the economy. And I did a session. I used to do a session. I don't do it much anymore. A couple years back, I remember because I did it the morning after, it was the morning of the American Idol finale, the Thursday morning of the finale where David Cook beat out David Archuleta. And the session was called Girl Power. And it was just all about the emergence of the female decision maker in the American household and how important mom has become and the missus has become in the American household. And a couple weeks back, we had Kim Dietrich from AmeriChoice Federal Credit Union on talking about, you know, being a newlywed and how that changes the financial considerations in the household. Well, this week we're going to talk to one of Kim's contemporaries at AmeriChoice. The lovely and gracious Toni Montgomery is going to come by and talk about mom. She is a new mom. She and her husband welcomed a new baby into their family this year. And so we want to talk to her about what does mom want in this new economy. And we're going to talk to her right after this. Not after that, but after this. Tony Montgomery. She is a communications director for AmeriChoice Credit Union in Mechanicsburg, PA. Back on June 2nd, she and her husband were happy to welcome into the world little Sydney Montgomery. And as they look forward to their first Christmas together, we wanted to talk to her about what moms want in this new economy and what credit unions can do to get the attention of one of the most important consumers in the American economy, moms. And we're happy to have her on the show. Hey, Tony, how are you?
Hey, Jason, I'm doing good. How's it going?
Great. Normally, I would say that Troy is responsible for pushing the buttons, and that's why we hit the wrong cue, but actually, I do that, so it's entirely on. Hey, listen, thanks for joining us. I know it's a busy Friday up in Mechanicsburg, PA. First of all, tell us a little bit. The audience wants to know. I remember a great episode from one of my favorite shows back in the day, which was Law & Order. And there's an episode where, I can't think of his name anymore, the first detective says to one of the other ones who doesn't have kids, he says, the adult world is permanently separated between adults with kids and adults without kids. And I thought that was such a great statement because at the time I didn't have kids. And a few years later when I had my son, I thought, man, that is really, really true. Tell the audience how becoming a mom has changed your life personally and professionally.
You know, it's so funny, Jason. Before my husband and I had children, everybody would tell you that having a child changes your life and it changes your perspective and it's just not the same. Your priorities change. The things that are important aren't as important anymore. And it's just so funny because the moment we had our daughter, I can say that's the complete truth. It really, your life just changes. Your priorities completely change. Now the things that are important to you revolve around a little six-month-old baby girl.
You know, I got to tell the audience, it's kind of a funny anecdote. We were doing a concert, I think it was the first one we did for AmeriChoice, out at Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. And we had done the show, and everything was getting wrapped up, and we were going to do the post-show interviews. And it was myself, I'm holding the camera, and it was Tony, a drummer from one of the bands, and Kim, at the time, Kim Bindle, was there. And the drummer says, I have a quote to make. And of course, you know, I'm ready to say it. Well, go ahead and say it. Well, Tony looked at him, and she goes, well, what's your quote? And I thought when you looked up at him, it was almost like, if you say anything stupid, I'm going to whack you. So I thought, at that moment, I remember thinking to myself, man, she would make a good mom because her instincts are right on the money. Because I wasn't even thinking that he could have said anything crazy. I wasn't prepared for it. So
yeah, I think we have an 18-year-old. What is he going to say?
Exactly. And I just thought, man, here's somebody who is ready for motherhood. Now, obviously, that was a long time ago. That was in May of 2009. And here we are, you know, Black Friday 2010, getting into the busy Christmas season. You know, I remember when I became a dad. The number one thing for me was when my baby was asleep in the car, the last thing I wanted to do was have to take him out of the car to do anything. And so when I found out that the Outback Steakhouse would actually bring your to-go food to the curb, that was the most important thing to me. Now, even though it almost never worked, you'd sit out there in front of the camera waving. You could have somebody come up and just strip your car and nobody paid any attention. You'd have to call them and say, hey, I'm out here. Would you please come out and bring the food? But it was important to me not to have to get out of the car. Tell us, as we kick off the busy retail shopping season, as mom, Tony Montgomery, with six-month-old Sydney, what are some of the things that are super important to you when you get on the road or you're online looking for things to buy?
You know, it's funny. My husband and I were just traveling from my parents' house yesterday. We had gone there for Thanksgiving. They live a few hours from where we live up here in the Mechanicsburg area. And we're driving back and we're talking about Thanksgiving and the Christmas holiday and Christmas shopping. And I said to my husband, you know, I don't think I'm going to try to brave the stores this year. And before I would get a thrill of going into the stores and shopping and the energy. And this year with a little one, the thought of going in and braving the cold to get into the store and then all the people in the store and waiting in line, I think we are going to do a lot of our shopping online. And as you said, the female buying power, I am the one who does probably 99% of the shopping in our house for Christmas. So I think I'm going to do almost all of it from the internet this year and just do it all online. Tons of online sales. A lot of them offer free shipping. So what is the advantage of going out?
Yeah, well, I'm not a shopper. I am a getter. I mean, I can literally get a week's worth of groceries at our grocery store here in about 5 minutes. I mean, I do not like to be out. I'm not crazy about crowds. I went once. I went 2 years ago to the Walmart thing at, was it 4 o'clock in the morning when they opened? And I'll never forget pulling up. And I was driving up to the Walmart here in New Braunfels, and before I got there, there was a little oil changing place across the street, and there was a big white van, like an old Winnebago van with a big sign on it that said breakfast tacos. And I thought, who's going to stop and buy breakfast tacos? And as I cleared the Taco Bell on my left, I could not believe what I saw. I mean, you know, Walmarts generally have a pretty big parking lot, and this sucker was packed. I mean, I'm never going to get this 42-inch Panasonic flat-screen TV, but I did. But I'm like you. I'm going to try to do as much as I can online and see where that gets me. We are visiting with Toni Montgomery. She is the Communications Director of AmeriChoice Credit Union in Mechanicsburg, PA, and we are talking about the ultimate shopper, the ultimate consumer in the American household today, the power of mom, and how kids change the way we interact with our brands and the things that we buy. Now, obviously, Toni, I'm sure everybody told you this. When I didn't have kids, I remember I was working at Norwest Banks. It was called Norwest before it became Wells Fargo. And one of the tellers that worked there came to me and said, I need to see if a check cleared. And, you know, we had to take care of our people's accounts as well as the customers, our employees. And I was like, yep, that check cleared for $460, whatever it was. I said, and what was that for? I said, was that your car payment? She goes, oh, no, that was daycare. And I thought to myself, what? Okay. That is more than both of my car payments put together. I thought to myself, how does anybody afford a baby? And I asked her that. I said, wait, you have three kids in daycare. How do you afford that? I said, I think my wife and I are going to wait until we can afford it. And she said something to me that I'll never forget. She goes, Jason, if you wait till you think you can afford a baby, you'll never have one. She goes, you just figure out how to do it. So let me ask you, how is having that new baby impacted your family in terms of finances, budget, long-term plans, and stuff like that?
I would say there was a pretty big impact. We tried to plan for it as much as you can plan for it. I'll say I knew that whenever we were having our little one that I had planned on working part-time. So I talked to the credit union to AmeriChoice, and we had made it work that I could come back part-time. So I knew that going in, probably at 4 or 5 months pregnant, I knew I was coming back part-time. So I used to, every time I got paid, I'd go buy a case of diapers. So we have cases of diapers in our basement to go through. So I tried to plan ahead there, but there's just been a huge difference in the budget just as far as now I work part-time. My baby goes to daycare twice a week. So there definitely has been a lot of changes as far as making sure that we're budgeting and staying very tight to our budget. And I'll tell you, sales matter to me now. Coupons matter to me now. I used to not care about coupons.
The same way.
The coupon queen. You have a coupon for diapers? I'll take that.
I did not know how we were going to. And I'll never forget, I went and I just said I don't go to Walmart. I don't now, but when I first had our baby in October of 2000, I was working for a company called Cavion.com selling internet banking. And I'll never forget going into the little we had these little executive suites that we worked out of in our respective hometowns. And I went in there, I was going to call one of my friends from work to tell them how everything had gone. And I was told, no, your company hasn't paid their long-distance bill, so you guys can't make long-distance phone calls anymore. And so I knew that there were going to be problems with Cavion. Here you go, I've got a new mouth to feed. And I was very, very worried about that. And so, of course, I started looking for savings wherever I could. I went to Walmart, and I wanted to buy formula, Enfamil, the powdered formula that you shake up to feed the baby. And I went up there and I picked up the little, I don't know, it looks like an old, like a Gatorade powdered container. You know, it's about the size that fits in your hand.
Gatorade.
And I looked at it. It was Enfamil. And it said $14.89. And I walked over to the guy in the little blue vest at Walmart. And I said, look, I don't want to buy a case. I just want to buy one of these. Do you know how much it is? And he looked at me like I was crazy. He goes, it's $14.89. And I remember thinking to myself, for one of these? There's no way we can afford this. And I have these visions of me going down to the food stamp office. But I mean, obviously we worked everything out, but you're absolutely right. It completely changes. It completely changes how you look at money and how you look at finances, both short term and long term. And when we come back from our break, I want to talk to you about what credit unions can learn from somebody like yourself and your experience. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Radio Free Credit Union Show on blogtalkradio.com. Call in live to talk, 646-915-9274.
All right. We are back on the Radio Free Credit Union Show. If it's Friday, it is Radio Free, and we are visiting with the lovely and gracious Toni Montgomery. She is a communications director up at AmeriChoice Credit Union and Mechanics PA. Let's talk about our business, the credit union business. When my son was, I guess, about a year old, I'd gotten a job with EDS. It paid a decent salary and benefits and stuff like that. And I officed in, I'm not going to say the name of the credit union, but a huge credit union here in San Antonio. I mean, a big multi-billion-dollar credit union. And so one day I went down at my lunch break and I walked up to the member service rep and I said, I'd like to talk to somebody about a 529 plan. And this credit union, which has probably spent thousands and thousands of dollars on sales training, was probably so happy to find out that the probing sales question that member service member asked me was, brace yourself, what's a 529 plan? So I was like, okay, you're not the person I need to talk to. I found a place that did that, and I've been, you know, contributing little bits here and there to my son's, you know, college fund or whatever it's going to be when he turns 18 8 years from now. What do credit unions need to do better to attract the loyalty of mom?
You know, one of the things I think you need to look at is what attracts mom. And it's funny, whenever I was pregnant, my name must have somehow got on some mailing list, which is fine, that happens. And Infomail sent me free samples. And I held on to them. This was months before I had Sydney, and I was thinking, I don't know if I'm going to use this, but I held on to them. And when it came time that I needed formula, guess what formula I went to?
Absolutely.
I went to the Infomail. And there are so many options. I could have went Good Start, Infomail, Similac. And honestly, Good Start is the cheaper version. It's the cheaper way to go. But I went Infomail because they sent me those free samples and they sent me coupons. So basically, they got in my hand first, and that's how they got my loyalty.
Wow.
And now 6 months later, that's who I'm using. So I would love to see credit unions be proactive like that. You don't have to be and I'm going to use the word cheapest in the market if you get there first.
Right.
And you gain their loyalty, and you're a good product, a good service, which we know credit unions are.
And, you know, Kim mentioned that a lot of what y'all are doing at AmeriChoice is it's hard right now to compete. I mean, like any credit union at any time, good economy, bad economy. Whenever you try to compete exclusively on rates and products, there's always somebody out there with a better rate or what is perceived to be a better product. Kim, a couple weeks ago, talked about the issue of trust. I've always believed that if a mother will trust your child with your brand, they'll trust you with anything. And, you know, I mentioned them earlier, the concerts we did for financial literacy, I think those were always aimed in some ways at the parents of the kids to say, hey, look, AmeriChoice came out here and did something. We weren't trying to sell anything. We weren't trying to pitch anything. We were just trying to keep your young people apprised of some of their options out there in the area of financial literacy. It seems to me that credit unions, you know, when they target mom, they end up getting, like you said, you make 90% of the decisions in your family. What can credit unions do to really target that mom factor in the American household?
Well, I completely agree, especially with what Kim said about going after the parents. They're the ones who are going to make the decisions. And we've noticed we have quite a few student branches, and the younger generation is a huge target of ours. To do that, of course, we do target the student as far as making sure they know who we are, and we want to be cool to them. So we target them a very different way than we target the parent. But as far as getting the accounts, it's the parent that we're really focusing our attention on, because we know they're the ones who are going to make those type of decisions. So as far as what a credit union can do, I think you have to make sure that, number one, your product and service is good. that's the number one concern, especially for me as a mom. I want to make sure that what I'm giving my child is one of the best products that they can have, that it's not going to hurt them, that it's going to benefit them in the future. So you have to make sure that your product and service that you're presenting is a good product and service, and then after that, it's all about marketing.
And it really is. And I know, you know, in our case, we became, you know, when you mentioned how you travel, you sometimes have to travel with your baby. That's just the way it is. That's what happens.
Yeah.
And, you know, on occasion, you have to take your baby in to change the baby. And for whatever reason, when you start ranking the cleanliness or the expectation of cleanliness of bathrooms, the quality of Starbucks became more important to us from the standpoint of, hey, we can go in there, find a relatively clean bathroom, maybe pick up some coffee on the way out. I think the environment that you create at the credit union is also very, very important, because if mom does have to bring the child in to the lobby, she's got to be comfortable being there with her child, with her baby.
Oh, absolutely.
So I think that's also a big, big deal. Now, as a mom, and, you know, this a credit union aside and whatever, anything else, as a mom with a six-month-old, now, obviously, Sydney probably is not completely aware of what the whole build-up to Christmas means at this young age. Yeah. I mean, she's not asking you for Xbox, is she? Or she's not demanding, you know, anything like that. But what are some of your favorite brands as a mom of a young child? What are some brands that have really kind of done a good job of getting your attention as a new mommy?
I would say Pampers has done a really good job at getting my personal attention. And, you know, it's funny, the way they got it was solely through reputation. When I've talked to my girlfriends over the last 5 years as they're having kids, they will just say in passing, oh, we use Pampers. That's the better diaper. That's the one you want to use. So when I'm stocking up on cases of diapers, what do I buy? I buy Pampers based solely on reputation.
And you just said something that I you know, that's why we love having you on the show, Tony, because you think of things that I don't think of, and I know our assistant to the host, Troy, wouldn't have thought of. You just mentioned something. There is a significant, and I know you're part of one, a significant social network and a significant sorority out there called moms. Y'all talk about things. You compare products. You give the thumbs up and thumbs down to things. Now, just out of curiosity, is there anything that you heard from your social networks of moms or family members that said, hey, don't go with this particular product?
You know, I will say one thing, and it came from moms, but then it also came from the TV and repos, like when it came back, was the, I forget the name of it, but the baby carriers, the baby slings.
Oh, yeah.
I think about a year ago, we heard that they're not safe. And just from talking to other moms, I'd hear them say, you know, I didn't really like holding the baby in that. I felt like it wasn't very secure, those type of things. So I immediately had crossed that off my list.
Well,
from other moms.
The word of mouth works both ways. Well, I got to tell you, I wish I had thought about that idea. Every time you get paid, you put away diapers. I always tell people when they find out that they're going to have a baby, my advice has always been there's a couple things that I don't give out advice. I'm not, you know, I don't try to pretend that I never did. When my sister got pregnant, I didn't give her advice. And I mean, I've worked from home almost the entire time. My son, he's been my constant companion. I don't know another guy on this earth who has spent more time with their, you know, child day to day, going to school, making the lunches, all that stuff before kindergarten. But the one thing I do tell people is you want to make sure you get a good pair of scissors. You want to make sure you have a good, small, interchangeable Phillips and flathead screwdriver and as many AA batteries that you can get your hand on. And because you need that stuff. And, I mean, if China wants anything from me, they can have it if they will stop putting those little twist ties on everything. You know the toys you get and they get those little plastic twist ties? You can't get the toy right out of the box. That's my pet peeve. That's my pet peeve when it comes to toys. Well, Tony, I know you and your husband are looking forward to your first Christmas together with Sydney. I keep up with you out there on the social networks here and there and get to see pictures occasionally. In closing, if you could just, you know, give advice to anybody out there that maybe is thinking about having a baby from the financial planning and all that stuff, what would it be? From the standpoint of a young professional working mom?
I would say, number one, make sure you have a good partner, whatever, and I, of course, would suggest a credit union, whatever credit union you have in your area, make sure you have a good financial partner that you can trust, that you can go to ask questions. That's been a huge one that we can go to and ask questions about saving for college. That was another thing that we did immediately, too, was start a savings account for Sydney and start a college planning account for her. So that's one of the first things I would do. And secondly, make sure you have a budget. It's so important, even without children, but when you add another family member, it's so important to have a good budget and have a partner who can go over that with you and you can trust with that.
Well, listen, I appreciate it. We talked about this a couple weeks ago that ever since advertising started, maybe in the modern advertising back in the 50s, the budget-conscious mom has always been a target, whether it was soap operas in the 50s or whatever commercials, you know, right on up to the present. And I think credit unions have a unique opportunity to be seen as a quality, sort of a low-cost quality banking brand, an option for young families. And I hope you and yours have a blessed and happy holiday season. And I want to thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. And happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays to everyone out there.
Hey, Tony, we'll talk to you really, really soon. That is great. Yeah, Tony is, you meet a lot of people doing what we do, traveling around the country to different credit unions, to different events. But when we met Tony back in Napa in 2008, I was just real impressed with, number one, the youth of the people they have over at AmeriChoice. That's such a great marketing and communications department out there. If you ever want to, you know, find out how you really, really strike that cool vibe with your credit union brand, you need to get a hold of the four fantastic folks they have over at AmeriChoice, Carol Arnos, Marianne Nguyen, Kim Dietrich, and of course, the voice of AmeriChoice and the face of AmeriChoice, Tony Montgomery. So it was super great having her on the show. We've got about 2 minutes left in the show. We've got our buddy, Christina Bricado, who's also online. I want to go ask her if she's doing any shopping today, and we're going to do that right after this. Hey, Christina, you there?
I am here.
Hey, are you doing any shopping today?
Absolutely not.
You're not. Okay, so you're smart.
No.
You're,
I actually kind of boycotted the shopping this year, and several online stores are getting my money.
Well, let me ask you something, because I meant to ask Tony, and I'll ask you. What do you think of this, you know, starting Black Friday on Thanksgiving Day? I know Target ran and Sears and Best Buy ran some stuff back in the back-to-school time frame that that featured Christmas stuff. What do you think of that?
You know, I think if it's what they have to do to get the business in, then by all means, go for it. But there is no way I'm going to be anywhere at midnight on Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
we barely made it to
8
o'clock last night. We were so stuffed and exhausted. There was nothing going on at midnight in our house.
There's just no way. I was the same way. It's like after a day of laying around, and come on, I mean, I watched a lot of football yesterday. And, Christina, I don't know what the deal is out there. They keep trying to improve the beer drinking experience. Apparently there's this new light beer bottle that has grooved rifled neck. And I'm thinking to myself, what is the purpose of that? If the purpose is to get that beer buzz sooner, you don't need a rifle neck on your beer bottle. You need a better brand of beer. Get some
absolutely
malt liquor
not
or something. I mean, get some Mickey's or something. You don't need a – anyway, that's just an observation. I'm
maybe
with you.
That
I'm,
new and improved thing. My husband loves anything that says it's new and improved, and improved, and it just doesn't matter if it's a special neck on a beer bottle or something on his shampoo. If it says new and improved, that's the one he wants.
Well, I will be out there in the digital marketplace with you as often as possible this year. I'm not looking to be out there today or even this weekend. I'm going to do my Christmas decorations tomorrow, watch some college football, and eat a myriad of leftovers that I brought home from my parents' tastefully appointed home down in San Antonio. Hey, listen, I hope you have a great weekend, and we look forward to visiting with you in December.
Sounds good.
All right. I'll talk to you real soon, Christina.
Bye.
All right. All right, everybody, join us next week for our big year-end wrap-up with the editrix of the CU Times. Always great being with you guys, and we'll talk to you real soon.